Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, at least two online fundraisers have been set up by family members and friends of a cheerleading coach killed along with five children in a wrong-way crash on the Jane Addams Tollway. Authorities say the crash early yesterday morning near Hampshire killed 31-year-old Oriole Park Falcons coach Lorraine DeBeau. Her four children, ranging in age from 5 to 13, a 13-year-old family friend, and the driver of the wrong-way car. Tom DeBeau, Lauren's husband and the driver of the family's van, is the only survivor of the crash and is now being treated at Loyola Medical Center in Maywood. CBS 2 reporter Marissa Parra says leaders of the Falcons organization plan a balloon release at Oriole Park later this evening.
The coaches are having an emergency team meeting tonight to try to figure out what their path forward is and what they're going to be doing by way of some form of grief support for those who remain on the team. I'm also told they'll be putting out a fundraiser for that surviving family member, that father, sometime today.
And in the north suburbs this afternoon, police in Waukegan say they've arrested a man they say mowed down three people walking their bicycles along the side of a street and then sped away. Last night's crash on Crescent Avenue killed a 14-year-old Waukegan girl and sent another 14-year-old boy and a man in his 40s to the hospital. All three victims are reportedly members of the same family. Prosecutors have now filed charges against 31-year-old Jonathan Castaneda Lopez as he's set to be in court next week. Chicago police detectives say they're investigating a home invasion complaint filed by two people in Ravenswood.
This ordeal, which happened just after midnight on Saturday the 23rd, involved much more than just a home invasion, according to police, who say that a man in his mid-20s wearing a black ski mask and white shirt brandished a silver semi-automatic pistol when he approached his victims on a public way in the 4600 block of North Campbell. When they showed the man empty wallets, he then forced them inside their home. With no money inside, he then demanded they drive to an ATM and withdraw cash. He then returned with them to their home, from where he then fled. In addition to seeking suspect information, police cautioned Ravenswood residents, suggesting that they be aware of their surroundings. Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police commanders are talking up tomorrow's National Night Out, designed to provide a deterrent to potential criminals. WBBM's Andy Dane reports they're also calling for more efforts to steer young people away from crime.
During an appearance here at the Southside YMCA, Police Superintendent David Brown addressed a recent rise in carjackings and put the blame on younger Chicagoans, as well as juvenile courts, for failing to administer proper punishment.
The officers are doing their job. They're arresting young people. Regardless of age, our officers are going to hold you accountable.
Still, he says Chicago police are not deterred.
We're trying to identify these young people and offer them social services to try to change their behavior. It has worked, but we need to increase the capacity to do that. We need more and more resources to intervene, and really not just a young person's life, the family of the young person's life.
Brown adds that the city may soon add more police helicopters to address vehicular crime, but that Chicago is still far behind other major U.S. cities in that regard. That's the story from the South Side.
Plans to convert Mount Carmel Catholic High School into a co-ed facility are being put on hold. Leaders of the all-boys school at 64th and Dante announced the plan in June, but Block Club Chicago reports there's been a flood of opposition from both parents and alumni. School officials now say the plan is being delayed until at least after the 2023-24 school year. You may not recognize the name Jimmy Sons or even the name of his Chicago-area band called The Shadows of Night. He died at the age of 75, and it's a safe bet you've probably heard his most famous song.
The band was best known for this version of Gloria. It was a number 10 hit in 1966. Sons was said to have suffered a stroke a week ago. His daughter confirms his death to the Daily Herald. The family reportedly hopes to honor the singer's final wish and spread some of his ashes at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Sons and three of his friends from Prospect High School in Prospect Heights named their band Shadow of Night after the school mascot, the Knight with a K. Yeah. 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago Alderman Daniel LaSpada is pushing for a crackdown on private waste haulers who pick up the trash way too early in the morning.
Alderman Daniel LaSpada says he's received many complaints from First Ward residents who say they're being awakened by private trash collectors.
Our noise ordinance says that these pickups should not be happening prior to 8 o'clock, but we have residents who report to us folks coming at 7, 6.
And much earlier, LaSpot has introduced an ordinance that would require haulers to make GPS data available for where their trucks are and when complaints are investigated.
Residents' complaints would still come in, but these companies would have to use this information to essentially, like, defeat this complaint.
He's hoping to see a hearing before the Finance and Environment Committees as soon as September. Meanwhile, he'd be happy to talk with the trash companies. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are warning drivers about a recent string of thefts in the Loop. More than a dozen incidents have been reported in the last 3 weeks. Police say the suspects target vehicles left unattended in parking structures. They then break the windows and steal belongings from inside. A vehicle was stolen on one occasion. Drivers are reminded to park in well lit areas and keep their valuables out of the car, or at least out of sight. If you've ever wanted to fly on a combat aircraft from World War II, well, you could get your chance in Aurora later this month.
The historic B-25 Mitchell bomber from World War II is being brought to the Aurora Airport in Sugar Grove, and the Experimental Aircraft Association says the public's invited to take a flight. The Kane County Chronicle reports the flights will be held Friday, August 12th through Sunday, August 14th. At the JA Air Center ramp at Aurora Municipal Airport. The twin-engine bomber was used by every branch of the U.S. military during World War II. You can find out more about the flights at this website, flythebe25.org. That's flythebe25.org. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois has reached a settlement with the U.S. Postal Service that implements tougher measures on the unlawful practice of foreign shippers mailing cigarettes into the United States. That settlement resolves a lawsuit filed by Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office, as well as the City of New York and three state attorney generals, alleging the Postal Service transported cigarettes in violation of a 2010 federal law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.